welcome to That Guy's a Maniac, the podcast. We are a podcast about video games. My name is Richie. With me, as always, we have Farley. Say hello,
hello.
Farley. Oh, you preempted me there. Tell the readers where they can find more TGAM-related stuffs.
For all your news and reviews, we don't do either of those things. You can find our stuff on the website www.thatguys.co.uk, and you can find us on the socials. I finally gave Meta my a fake date of birth, so I might start posting on Instagram again. You can find us at That Guys a Maniac on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, something else.
Cool. other things, I'm sure. And since this is season 3, we have a new intro bit where
we don't have to intro the intro bit every time.
Okay. Yeah, we do. I mean, we need to explain what we're doing. Right, but I suppose we don't need to explain because it's season 3.
No. Too
okay,
much.
Okay.
TMI.
Right. Okay. Our new thing is that we give each other a quote. And we have to try and work out what the quote is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a really good thing.
Yeah. It's quality entertainment. It's evergreen content.
And it's not a ball ache because they just remember to do it.
Well, I mean, I've got a list of quite a few. You should do the same. Yeah.
Oh, I can give you one if you want.
You're going to give me one?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You go then. I'm down. You don't have one, do you?
I do.
I've got mine prepped and ready if you want.
Right, okay, go on then.
Okay.
Too easy anyway.
Mine is stupidly easy. It's a throwaway one. So maybe we have to do both of our stupidly easy ones.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you one, yeah.
All right, okay, all right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you a boy or a girl?
Are you a boy or is it Pokemon Yellow?
Yeah, it was Yellow. Well done. So yeah, basically the opening sequence of pretty much every Pokemon game is, are you a boy or a girl, and you get to choose your gender.
Are you sure? Did you look it up?
Well, I would say it might not be phrased in exactly the same way.
Yeah.
I might be paraphrasing a few of the titles in the sequence.
Oh no. Are you a boy or a girl? Are you a boy or are you a girl?
Right.
Oh, don't Google that. There's some horrible cartoons.
Yeah, don't. Like, yeah. Pokemon is the worst for Rule 34. Just don't. Just move on with your life.
It's grim.
Yeah. Okay. That's put you in a nice frame of mind for the rest of the episode.
Horrible. I quite like these days. These days, is they stop ask? They've stopped asking that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They say, "What do you look like?" And then that's where you pick your.
Okay. So you're not actually choosing a gender. You're just you're choosing. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yes, you choose your what you look like.
Yeah.
In terms of skin color, eye color.
Yeah.
Hair color.
Right, okay.
Do you want my quote?
Yeah, give me your throwaway one.
I am not sweet.
I am not sweet. That would be Smash Brothers Brawl.
Is it? No.
No. Smash Brothers Ultimate?
I don't think it's from Smash Brothers, isn't it?
Oh!
I'm literally just checking.
Yeah.
I thought it was from something else.
What was this something else?
I thought it was from
Mario Party?
No, Dead or Alive. Isn't it like the win round quote from somebody? I am not sweet.
For some reason, I hear Peach saying it. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going with until you said it, and then I thought, no, maybe. Because she doesn't just say that if you just keep hammering Taunt, right?
Yeah.
I am not sweet. This is frustrating to find as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Okay, let's veto that one for now.
Is it? Is somebody? Oh my god! Is it from Soul Calibur? No. Oh my god! The fifth result down is something we wrote. Maybe we invented it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I am not sweet. There's a blog post we did in 2006. Stupid. It's called I Am Not Sweet. Because as we keep demonstrating, we've not had an original thought for 16 years.
Yep.
Helpfully, that post is the script. No, the announcement of the official movie. That guy's a maniac official movie.
Okay, I Am Not Sweet. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Do you remember the cast list?
Oh gosh, I do not remember. So who was playing me?
You.
I was playing me.
Yeah.
And who was playing you?
Me.
Okay. Who was playing any other character in the film?
So the third member of the cast list, this is how hilarious we were, is anonymous.
Oh god. Guest one.
Yeah. And they're being played by that bird what played the Empress in Neverending Story.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember we emailed her?
Did we?
Yeah, that's a story of another time. Yeah. Then some occasional contributor, Chuff 72.
Yeah.
He was played by Freddie Prinze Jr.
Not Dr. Wu.
No, Dr. Wu was played by Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay, cool. That makes sense.
Guy Cocker.
Guy Cocker. Oh, brilliant.
He was being played by Ben Affleck.
Yeah, again, that I would agree that he should be cast as Ben Affleck, yeah.
Yeah, Ed Federmeyer was being played by Ed Federmeyer. The person behind Haunted Maze, one of the best NetEurose games there ever was. Sherry,
big claim to fame.
Sherry from Resident Evil 2. Apparently, she's on the cast.
Okay.
She's been playing by Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
And then this is not good. Marlene from Final Fantasy VII.
Oh my god, is it Maddie?
No. Oh, no, it's not that bad.
Okay.
He's being played by the Russian band Tattoo.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you remember the plot to our official movie? Obviously, we made it in its release, but do you recall the plot?
It was about that one blog post that got away and we were tracking it down.
Oh, god. I wish I hadn't read it.
Is it even repeatable now? Okay, let's.
It's gonna be set in post 2005 Earth.
Okay.
We're an evil alien. Has come down to Earth. And killed. I can't read it. Please, no one look this up.
Oh wow. It's that bad, really?
It's really bad, yeah.
Okay.
We can cancel that now. Okay.
Okay, good. But interesting that we had like one of the top. Was that for the quote I Am Not Sweet?
Yeah, if you just Google I Am Not Sweet in quotations.
And we were like one of the top in Google.
We're on the front page, yeah.
Yeah.
The bottom of the front page, we're there.
That's pretty impressive.
I Am Not Sweet video game. Oh dear, maybe we should review our...
Well, I mean, I did say that we should do that one day. We should just go through some of our top reads in That Guy's a Maniac and to sort of reiterate them. This does not sound like a top read.
Absolutely not. No, this sounds like we should take that off the website.
Really? That bad? Oh, dear.
Look it up. In your own time. So yeah, I am not sweet is said by a character who is sweet. And so it makes me think, like, maybe Sofatia? But it's not. I think it is dead or alive.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that as well. But at the same time, I hear it in Peach's voice.
Yeah. Whereas what she says, it comes to me, she says sweet.
Yeah, sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
La-la-la-la-la-la.
Oh my god, I've just read it. Oh my god.
No.
Let's just edit this ever so slightly. Oh my god. Oh dear. Right. Okay, let's we spent too long pondering on this. Right, let's move on. Today.
This is a good post. I don't think I stand by it today, but it is a good post.
No, we should not stand by that. We should distance ourselves from that as much as possible.
It was a different time.
Different time. Very different. Yeah. Right. So today we are here to.
Oh yeah, an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we have those in the UK? Because they're such a big part of.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we have them.
Exactly the same. You also need to like choose a religion that you're going to be sort of like helping you through this as well. So you can either choose a faith of your choice, or you can choose like humanist or something like that.
Oh yeah. Wow! Can you go with Jedi?
Possibly. I don't know, because I think the whole point of being there is to try and be serious, you know?
All right.
Fucking hell.
Christ. What would you choose?
What would I choose?
Yeah. What would get you through?
Is this an intervention?
bring your mum on and be like, oh yeah, oh, we've got a... Think about it, but no. Which spiritual power would you choose to guide you through dark times?
I mean, clearly, I have zero faith in any god or gods. So I don't particularly like humans that much.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there?
Could you just say the endless void?
Yeah, endless void is probably better.
Can you say Arceus? Or would that be weird?
I mean, yeah, that would definitely be weird. Unless you were wearing a full Ash cosplay outfit and you turned your hat to the side as you said, Arceus.
She said it at your first meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, but of course, the whole point is to be serious. Why are we joking about AA?
We're not joking. Hey, we're not joking. There's no jokes about AA. But I didn't know if, because we're exposed to so much American culture, to what extent. You know, I just figured in the UK version, it'd just be like a bit sadder, you know?
Yeah, I imagine it is, you know?
It's like in some run-down community centre.
I mean, the American view that we get is sometimes like, I don't know, some businessman who drinks too much single malt whiskey. In the UK, is going to be somebody with half a beard and a can of special brew, you know?
Half a beard?
Yeah, male or female.
Okay. Which half? Top? Bottom?
No, it's patchy.
Half a beard. That's
it's
quite 50 an image.
50% of a beard, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And instead of like, you know, instead of a proper coffee urn, it would be some, you know, shitty plastic one that we have in this country.
Coffee urn?
Yeah, you know, like a coffee urn.
Oh, you mean like a big...
like a big metal one.
Yeah, yeah.
Here you have the plastic ones, you have to...
Yeah.
And they make that, like, they have that bat gurgle.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's clearly just instant coffee as well. The big coffee urn is a big vat of filtered coffee.
And there wouldn't be donuts, there'd be rich tea biscuits, nothing else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But own brand.
Yeah.
Tesco value rich tea biscuits.
Yeah.
Nothing wants you to reaffirm your faith in your deity and give up alcohol more than Tesco value rich tea biscuits.
Rich tea biscuits and shitty coffee that's been in that plastic piece of shit for months.
Months. Wow. Okay. Where's this all coming from, Farley?
I don't know, I'm just thinking. You know, someone's got to ask the tricky questions.
You stumbled across that post and it seems to have opened the floodgates to your rather distasteful side.
Right back in 2006. No, it was prompted because of your extremely strange way of phrasing what we're about to do. We are here today, that's it.
Oh, yeah. We are here today. We are gathered here today.
It's not even how you talk in real life. Yeah, carry on.
No, I know. I've been trying to make an effort to put on a podcast voice.
Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to undermine that.
Well, no. I mean, it's a sort of...
Your brain's just broken.
It really has.
Just enough. If I can't channel some priest or vicar, I got nothing.
It's okay. A side effect of trying to do a more professional intro. Because you know how much I tripped over my tongue in previous seasons.
Yeah, you got really hung up about it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it became like, right, okay, what am I going to trip up on? Not if I'll trip up on something.
Okay, I won't undermine your efforts to talk like a normal human being.
But on the upside, when trying to describe that, I shut down and I couldn't talk.
Yeah.
So let's not point that out, shall we?
So what are we doing here today?
We were going to do a... what are you playing? You know, that thing that we do, that our usual feature where we talk about the games that we have been playing.
Yes.
But you've stopped playing games.
I've not stopped playing games, but I'm definitely in... I don't
summer
know.
Mode.
Yeah, well, you know
we're
the
dating it. We're dating the podcast.
You know the different levels of... Oh, my, it was fine. It's summer somewhere all year round. That's not true.
No.
not like time zones.
Sorry, go on.
If it's summer in the east, it's winter in the west, and it's autumn in the north, and it's the other one in the south.
There's nothing in between. The world is just a giant cross shape.
Yeah.
Yep.
It just moves like that. Moves. Can't remember what I was saying. Oh, yeah. You know how... Do you remember learning electron structures and atoms? And they're like different energy levels.
Say again?
You know, like, electron structure in atoms?
Yeah.
And there are different energy levels. And so you have, like, a base energy level. So sometimes I'm at a base energy level when it comes to games. And for me, that base energy level is I'm just going to play something comfortable and something that I know and I don't really have to think about it, which is obviously Pokemon, which is where I am at the moment. Just so that's not trying anything new, not looking for new games, not playing any of the other games which I've never touched. I'm just in that holding pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll come out of it, no doubt. I'll be dragged out of it at some point, but at the moment I'm just on a... That's all I can deal with. Just logging in, doing my dailies, checking my GTS. That's it.
Your dailies.
Yeah, my dailies. Checking my GTS, playing the lottery. I did. I feel bad about it. I transferred hundreds of...
Oh my god, yeah. You must be in some kind of burnout. After all of that,
I'm getting there. I've got all these lists, and I've now just got many lists and post-it notes, and so I'm just logging in, getting stuff from the GTS. What I'm struggling with at the moment is registering the legendaries. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I am. The legendaries under the Pokemon home deck, right? Because you can only get those from raids, and I'm not a big raid fan, and I don't have any friends, so I have very few legendaries. But what I ended up doing somehow... Oh, that's it. I saw somebody... So the last Pokemon I need in very much inverted commas.
Yeah.
To fill out my Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl Pokedex on Pokemon Home is a Pokemon Pearl Palkia. PPP. And because you, so you selfish bastard, didn't pick up really horrible game that I didn't really like. It's grown on me though, filling out the Pokedex, I'll tell you that much. I don't have a friend to trade it with. So I thought, like, I'll GTS it, right? So I found some Pokemon I do have loads of, like, I think Kyogre I caught in Go. I put it on the GTS for a Palkia, but there's no way to say, you can please only trade me the Palkia from Pokemon
Pearl. Can, yeah.
So I keep getting Pokemon Go ones, obviously, because everyone has those, and because they're from Go, they're junk, and nobody likes them. So yeah, so I've just been doing that. So I went from Kyogre to Palkia to Registeel, then I did Latias, Mewtwo. So now it's currently a Mewtwo, which I'm bouncing through GTS. Fun.
Is it?
I don't know. It's annoying now having that 149 out of 150 just sitting there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We'll see. Maybe one day. So that's where I am. So I don't have a what are you playing.
You know, okay, cool.
20 minutes talking about what he's been playing.
Oh, it's okay. We've spent 20 minutes talking about things that we wrote previously. I've got a couple.
Okay, we'll do a sandwich. We'll do a Richie sandwich, and I've got something, a little fun game for you in between.
In between. Okay, so I'm going to start with a game that I've been playing.
Yeah.
And I think it's a game that you might like as well.
Okay.
It's a game called Maneater.
Resident Evil 2. No. Maneater, okay.
Have you heard of this game, Maneater?
Maneater. It's ringing vague bells.
Are you Googling it now?
It's about shark.
Yeah. So, it's basically a game that I've had on my wish list for a long time. Because when I first saw it initially, it was kind of like, this sounds fun, because it's the same people that did Saints Row.
Yeah, which you're a big fan of.
Which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like Saints Row?
I like Saints Row 3. I thoroughly enjoyed that game. I never played the first two, and then I played the fourth one. I was like, oh, they're trying to jump the shark,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't manage it, sort of thing.
Too wacky.
I mean, I think the wackiness of 3 just out-wackied everything else.
It's for the one where you go to hell.
Yeah, and it's a little bit more... It's actually... For what it should be, is more freedom. It's actually more constrained, and that makes it less fun. With Saints Row 3, you could just do whatever you wanted. And it was really good in that fashion. And, yeah, I mean, Saints Row 3, like, it's up my only... I only dipped my toe into it. I played it from start to finish. Had a lot of fun.
Well, hang on. That's not dipping your toe in. That is doing more than most.
Because there's so much side quests and so many unlockables and so many other things. I basically played it from start to finish.
Yeah.
Playing through the plot. Getting sidetracked every now and then, but certainly not doing any of the collectibles or achievement hunting or anything like that. So I would still say that is dipping my toe in. And what I did do, I did quite enjoy. Maybe, okay, I dipped my full foot into it. Does that make you feel better? The analogy?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find the Chivo for completing Saints Row 3 to see how many people have actually completed it. I think you got up to your balls, at least.
Up to my balls? All right.
Compared to others, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Cool. But yeah, I was engaged with it. I was laughing. There was a lot of in-jokes that I didn't get. There was a lot of references clearly to previous games, which I just did not know. So, Cecil V and all that sort of stuff. So, but at the same time, it was just so stupid and so much fun. And it was like, this is the GTA game the GTA 4 could have been. Instead, it's about... Nah. I'm not even going to do that whole comparison. Anyway,
why shit on GTA 4?
I don't know. I like GTA 4. I think I may... No, it's GTA 5 I like. GTA 4 was shit. Yeah.
Not the one with the pigeons.
No, GTA 4... I probably did have pigeons. It's the one with Nico and Cousin Nico.
Roman,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the one with the pigeons.
Is it, yeah. Do you like GTA 4?
Do you know what? I didn't really play it.
Yeah.
I remember somebody else had it. Was it Randy McMurrin, maybe?
Well, I think this is post. Post.
And then who do I know who had it? And so I watched bits of it. But it was the one where the driving was a bit swingy and the shooting was a bit swingy.
The combat is really, really brutal. It's very, very unforgiving. And there's so many moments where you just end up being that NPC that's shooting at the ceiling as opposed to shooting the bad guys. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's my recollection of it.
Yeah. and like, it was fun and the city felt alive. But GTA 5 is definitely better. And
so, for that. Yeah. Shotgun review, what would you give GTA 4 out of? Pigeon?
I will give it 60 out of 100 pigeons.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. What would you give Saints Row 3 out of?
I would give it like a solid 90 out of 100.
Pigeons?
Yeah.
Cool. And then tell us about Mannington.
Right, okay. So, the game I was talking about was made by the same people that did Saints Row. Deep Silver. It starts off in the same comical sense. It's sort of making fun of the Deep South in Louisiana. And they've got this sort of French, but still speaking Southern Jonah, who's searching after sharks and culling them, and you play as a shark, you go around, then he captures and kills you, slices open your belly, and then you become this baby shark and you're stuck in Louisiana swamps to start off with, and you're hunting down turtles and catfish, and all the while you're leveling up, and as you level up you're pretty much evolving into... It's sort of like a Pokemon mechanic. You're evolving into different species of shark. So you start off as... I think it's like a dogfish. Then you become tiger shark. Or you get a tiger shark skin and things like that. So it goes through all of these different sort of levels of...
It's in a swamp?
Yeah. To start off with, you're in a swamp, yes. No, it's deliberately you are in the wrong environment. They highlight this very, very...
I mean, you do get some freshwater sharks, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, also it's equine in those swamps as well.
Equine?
Equine's the wrong word I'm looking for. Equine is horses.
I said, wow, they've really mixed up.
Wow.
Do you mean brackish?
Yeah, but there's a word begins with E.
Estrine?
Yeah. Estrine. Equine estrine. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So it's all horses on sharks.
Still sharks in the horse water. Yeah. Whatever that might be.
And you evolve into a horse. No, there's nothing to do with horses. But yeah, there is this... You're given sort of typical GTA-style tasks. Find the signposts and kill the signposts, or find little hidden caches under the water. And all the while, you're going around and you're eating and killing fish, which is leveling up. The way that you attack and kill things as well is really fucking visceral. So it's all done with the trigger. And every time you sort of pull the trigger, you lunge forward and you snap and you feel it. And then you have to do that again. And there's certain enemies that, like, you'll have to grab and thrash with as well. So you you grab onto them and you then use the right stick to sort of rip. It's quite like I say, it's a visceral feeling.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I mean, just from you describing it, that's made me feel more like squirmy than, I don't know, thousands of hours of shooting men in specific parts of their bodies that their face explodes and their arms come off. But just you describing that
yeah,
you know, control scheme mapped to the actions of chomping, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And there's other things that happen, like when you actually defeat an enemy, they sort of turn into chunks of meat, and then you have to go and scoff those chunks of meat as well, which gives you XP and you level up and stuff like that. It's quite hard as well. So I'm currently level 5, a teenager, and I'm trying to do some of the tasks that they have available for me.
Yeah.
Which is to hunt down alligators, and don't cringe too much, a crocodile as well. I mean, if it's a shark in the middle of the Louisiana swamps, you can imagine. Yeah.
I mean, it's equine, so you get all kinds.
Okay. Yeah. All the horses bring them in.
all the rules are suspended once the horses take charge of the body of water.
But yeah, the yeah, so it's like you're fighting these, and they're pretty much one or two shotting me. And I was like, shit, am I rubbish at this game? Do I need to look at the controls?
Yeah.
And you can dodge, but you'll just really, if you're unlucky, you'll just get it chomped. You can run away, usually, quite quickly, and then you get your health back just by eating one sort of level one fish. But you do need to go and find them and stuff like that. So I think there's something more to do. I don't want my only quest right now to be collecting signposts in the bayou. I'm probably about 2-3 hours into the game. But yeah, this is also a game that I've been looking for a while.
Yeah.
And about 3 weeks back, it was just put on free on the Epic Games Store. I'm just like, yeah, finally, good, I'm happy, great, this is fantastic, this is exactly what I wanted. So I immediately just sort of jumped into it because I just liked the idea of it, and it plays really well, and it does have it has some kind of actual learning in there. I know that it's not sharks in Louisiana, and I know it's not horses and stuff like that, but the movement of the species and going up that sort of level and things like that is quite interesting, because you are learning about sharks at the same time.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you see it, I would say it's a good £15 to £20 game if you see it kicking about on sale or something like that at some point.
Yeah, it looks like it has cool, you know, like customization options and cool skins. I do like, I mean, how's the being under, because some people pretty much just hate anything that's set underwater, and all which that brings, you know, maybe being like a bit slow and reversing controls and
underwater's fine. It feels very dogfighty. In fact, the only thing that's a bit painful is the transition from surface to going back underwater. You actually have to press a button to go back underwater, which is a bit clunky. But of course, it's just so that you can have the mechanic of having your fin above the water and sailing across, you know?
So would you say, harking back to a previous episode, would you say it's a spaceship game?
I wouldn't put it in the same vein. Okay, let's just
spaceship
snap
game.
This back. Snap back to reality. Whoop, there's gravity.
Does it feature the song Man Eater by Nelly Furtado?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Missed
opportunity.
Yeah. The control system when you were playing your space fighty games,
space fight, yeah,
when you press up on your left controller, what way does your ship go?
You know, I can never remember until I'm playing, but I tend to do it the other way around.
Yes, inverted control. So that when you're pressing up, it's like you're rolling forward. So you end up going down the way. However, I was like, that's the way I would normally play these games.
Mm-hmm.
However, playing this one, I was like, this doesn't work. I need to press up to go up. Because I'm the shark, and
wow,
yeah, it is weird psychologically. I don't know how that happened, but I would say that that's the case. It's just the way that it's like as a playing a fish game. It's not a spaceship game. It's a playing as a fish game. You won that control, and it's hard to explain, but yeah, I was thinking, right, okay, I'm definitely going to have it the way that I would normally have it in a dogfighty spaceshipy game, and I was like, no, this doesn't work, and I kept going the wrong way. Right, okay, I'm going to go back to the other controls, but yeah, that's my story. Manier, I give it 7.5 visceral chunks out of 10.
Nice. It reminds me of two games. It reminds me of Deadly Creatures, which, considering it was not a huge hit, I think I mentioned almost every other week. But it was a cool game. We got to play as animals. He plays as a spider and scorpion. And then another game on a DS, which was like a... I think it was like a Discovery Channel before Discovery Channel was really bad. Tie-in. Where you play as a bunch of extinct sea monsters, a prehistoric adventure, and that was really cool because it was like an open world-ish game, but played as an extinct, various extinct marine reptiles, and you got to unlock. So you go from a little turtley-looking fella and a fish to like your plesiosaurs and your ichthyosaurs and your mosasaurs, which had different skills, so you could access different areas, and it was kind of cool because that's all you do is you chomping other animals, fighting other animals, jumping out the water. It was on the DS, so it was a bit ropey.
Yeah.
And that you'd fly through the scenery, or some of the jumps were quite tricky to do, but that's cool. I like underwater games as a general rule. I know some people just...
That's exactly why I was... Whenever I play it, I think, you know, Barley would like this.
Okay.
And I know that you don't usually go for my recommendations on things, but yeah, I think you'd like it.
Okay.
It's very off-piste for me to like it, and I think the reason I like it is kind of different as well. But yeah,
it's very chompy, and sometimes you have a bit of a thing for chompy things, right? Teethy, bitey.
More. I think it's also kind of playing off that Sharknado vibe as well, B movie.
Yeah,
that's the sort of stuff I quite like. You know, like, you don't get enough films games that are based around B-movie films, you know?
No, for a while there was a run, you know, House of the Dead was the perfect one, which was firmly in that, and the really good one on the Wii, I forget the name of it now, which was like Grindhouse style.
Yeah.
It was very cool. Really like that. Paying homage to the Grindhouse style. According to How Long to Beat, Maneater's quite relatively short as well, 8 hours.
8 hours, okay.
Then to do and then 12 if you want to do everything.
I'm probably just doing everything wrong because I'm struggling to level up, so there must be something I'm missing.
I think maybe you just need to spend some time becoming the shark, you know, and then it will just all click.
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm ignoring fish when I'm at full health, so there's no real reason.
Isn't like Dragon Ball Z where you just didn't block and running
really hard. Oh, fucking.
I'm not blocking.
What the hell is this?
Oh, I can't be this guy. It's too hard. It's bullshit.
Right. You have a thing.
I have a mini thing. It was going to be a feature that I wrote up ages ago, and then I thought, oh, this is going to be really hard to fill a whole episode with. So we're doing a bridge version. So basically, it's based on some kind of, I don't know, party game. But you have to answer the question that I ask with the answer for the last question that I asked.
Oh, they used to do this in like old Parkinson episodes and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Maybe my brain's... So obviously I give you a question which you don't answer. Otherwise we'll never start. So my first question is, save your answer for the next question.
Yeah.
What game did you hate when you played it? Really weirdly worded. I don't know why I wrote it like that.
Right. You need to give me a few seconds to think.
What game did you hate when you played it? What game did you hate? Name a game you hate, I guess. That's what my question should be.
Okay.
Yeah? Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll ignore that. So what's your favorite game?
Shenmue.
Shenmue?
Yeah.
Shenmue. Oh my god. Shenmue? What is it? What is it? Shenmue? I know the word. What is it?
It's that Dreamcast one.
Oh, with the guy in the forklift.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's your favourite game. Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought you hated that game. Which game did you first have sexual fantasies about?
Super Mario World.
That's probably not far off. What's the best-selling game of all time?
Hang on. Okay, go on. Yeah.
You have to answer it truthfully, otherwise...
Yeah. Okay, go.
Ask this one. What's the best-selling game of all time?
Rodland.
Complete the game title. Sonic and the Secret...
Mario Kart?
What's the best game based on a book?
Furry Love.
Jill Valentine is a member of which special unit?
Lord of the Rings.
This makes no sense. What does Mario collect?
Stars. Oh, yeah, it works.
It does work. You say, what don't you give homeless people?
Coins.
Oh, dude. Not okay. What would you like to see in the next Assassin's Creed?
Money.
Okay. Which is better, Doom or Quake?
I don't like Assassin's Creed.
What would you like to see in the next Assassin's Creed, Richie?
Mario costumes.
Cool, that's it. Needs a bit of workshopping, but you know.
Yeah. But I've got a final one. I've got a final one as well.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, I've got a final question. You asked me which is better, Doom or Quake. How do I answer that one?
Oh, yeah. What game did you hate when you first played it?
Quake. No. Definitely Doom.
I thought you liked Doom.
Yeah. Okay. I have no idea what the Sonic title is. Sonic and the Secret what?
It could be whatever you want.
Alright, okay. So I chose Furry Love. Okay, great.
Furry Love, yeah. Which is the best game based on a book, according to you.
Yeah. Best game based on a book. I chose Lord of the Rings. I can't think of any other games.
Books.
The games that have been made from books.
It's a good point.
I mean, even the Lord of the Rings ones is a fucking stretch because that is based on the movies.
Yeah, I mean,
there was the Dune game.
There was Divine Comedy, I guess.
Oh yeah. Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So was that? Never mind.
Halo, the novel?
Come on, conquer the novel. What was that game where you...
You could say any Sherlock Holmes game.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, absolutely. And there's probably tons of like Agatha Christie ones as well.
Yeah, definitely.
But there was a game... I think I own it somewhere. It was based on the last dying moments of Elgar's dream. And it's all based around music, but it's a fighting RPG.
Oh, yeah. Is that based in a book, or is that based in a dream?
No, it's based on a composer, and so it's classical literature. Is it everything that would come under, like, arts and literature in a trivial pursuit question? So, yeah. I can't remember what that one was.
Let's do more games based on books, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure there probably are. Like, tons of visual novels that have been brought to life based on mangas and things like that as well.
Yeah, and there's probably tons of Shakespeare, right, if you know where to look.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
You know, Taming of the Shrew is a very popular story.
Yep.
Cool. Well, that was a little bit of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I did better than I thought as well.
I made you say some naughty things.
Yeah, it was funny. I especially love the fact that I thought of Rod Land as well.
Super Mario World is the first game you had sexual fantasies on. Was it Birdo?
No, Super Mario World doesn't have Birdo in it.
Birdo? Not?
No. Super Mario 2, which is the Dark Souls of Mario Kart.
That's true.
No, Super Mario World, it doesn't have anything Birdo related at all.
It doesn't have anything. It's nothing. It's a black screen.
No, it doesn't have any Birdo related anything in there at all. It has Yoshi, and that's about it.
Was Birdo in any other mainline Super Mario games? Or did they just come back as tennis and...
It just came back in tennis as a character. I don't want to say that for certain because I didn't play like Galaxies and Super Mario 3D Worlds and things like that. But
I'm looking up on Mario Wiki.
But there was a whole series of spin-offs, things like Mario's Missing and things like that, where Birdo might have been in there as a character, you know.
Super Mario Advance, what was that?
That's basically Super Mario World, but for the Game Boy Advance.
Okay. BS Super Mario USA. Bullshit Super Mario USA?
I have no idea.
In the Stellar View special, BS Super Mario USA, Birdo received a speaking role. What?
Birdo!
Super Mario Maker, Super Mario Maker 2, they don't really count. The Super Show, Super Mario RPG, Wario's Woods, Mario Tennis, Mario Golf, Smash? Oh yeah, Smash. Mario Kart, Superstar, Party, Strikers. Wow, yeah. Just not really in the mainline games.
Yeah, lots of side games, yeah.
Yeah, sad.
It is.
Sad.
But how accepting would we be of trans characters?
Well, you know, Birdo's in 400 games, so it's not like... Kirby series? What?
Really?
The Birdoverse? I was a spectator in Kirby Superstar.
Oh, okay.
That was a good page. That was a good page. Let's see, in other games. Mario Tennis, Mario Golf, Yakuman DS, Super Mario Chess, Minecraft. Minecraft?
Minecraft?
Oh, somebody made it out of
bricks. Yeah. Okay. Right. Enough of reciting a Wikipedia page on a podcast. You good for that?
Hang on. There's a section called Relationship with Yoshi. Birdo has a special relationship with Yoshi, since they are often partners in sport and party games. Despite this, Birdo has never appeared alongside Yoshi in a Yoshi game. In Mario Kart Double Dash, the two are partners and share a similar special item. On the official Japanese site for Mario Kart Double Dash canon, the description for Catherine states she appears to be Yoshi's girlfriend, but is actually his boyfriend. Catherine? Did the Birdo in Double Dash have a name?
I definitely was not aware of such a thing.
What? Hey, if they ever make Catherine redirects here. Catherine Dickens? What? Oh, we're going full circle, dude. It's based on a game. Based on a book.
Really?
Catherine Dickens.
Oh man, is it she gonna be in the Catherine?
Was the
game?
Wife of English novelist Charles Dickens.
Who reincarnated as Birdo? Is this canon?
And when in Mario's Time Machine, right? There right. You go. Based on a book. Does he go back to chats to Catherine?
He does chat with historical figures in Mario's Time Machine, yeah.
But what's that got to do with Catherine?
Did Catherine's soul become Birdo?
Oh my god, is that who Birdo is? Catherine Dickens? That'd be a great pub quiz.
That would be so amazing, yes.
So the instruction booklet for this, for Wario's Woods, calls Birdo Catherine, which is her original Japanese name.
Oh, okay.
I understand. There we go.
Right.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wikipedians. What else have you been playing?
I just wanted to chat a little bit about World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Where we're at. Right. So, where did I leave you off, Farley, as I test you to see if you're paying attention?
Something about... you got rid of all the dead weight from the guild. you deleted your mage.
I don't have a mage.
Now you're maining a warrior?
No.
Something like that. We just got a mount? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. We're about to move on to the final phase of the Burning Crusade.
Okay.
Do you remember me explaining what phases were?
Vaguely.
Yeah, so... because this is a remake of the old game. The old game had incremental patches, which introduced new content.
Yeah.
Instead, this way around, what you do is you get the final bug-free version of the game.
Is it bug-free or is there still something creeping?
There's intended bugs.
Explain.
So there's certain things that can happen. Like, for instance, Paladin play through the entirety of this version of the Burning Crusade. Paladins are actually a little bit better as Rhett if you do a thing which is called seal twisting. And basically it's a bug where a seal stays up for an extra few seconds, or an extra second, and you're able to switch it just at the last second and you get the benefit of two seals. Seals are just basically a way of doing damage for a paladin. Are you following this?
Like the animal?
Yes, exactly that. Yeah.
Bitch, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of nice that they did something original with paladins, but who would have thought?
Yeah, I know. And it's brilliant because in Wrath of the Lich King, you then transition to a walrus. Do you know there are actually walrus people in Wrath of the Lich King? They're called the Tuskar.
Of course they are. Of course they fucking are.
Apparently they were in the Warcraft 3 game as well. Right.
So they hang out with the pandas.
Yeah, hanging out with the pandas and the fish people and the foxes or whatever.
Fish people are fine. I got a lot of time for fish people.
Naga?
Aren't Naga normally snake people?
Well, it's weird because, yeah, they are a little Medusa-y in the way that they move, but they're underwater fish people. Check it out, World of Warcraft Naga.
Oh, I'm looking at Hindu mythology, Naga. Actually, I don't know it from Hindu mythology. I know it from Ray Harryhausen movie and Magic the Gathering cards.
Okay. That's a good place to get all your sources.
Which is inspired by Hinduism, yeah.
Okay.
It just seems weird for Naga. I think in D&D as well, Naga is...
Snakey people.
Yeah, oh, okay. It seems weird for them to...
Yeah, I think in like old RPGs, Square ones, you would come across Nagas and they'd just basically be snakes.
Yeah,
but, you know, pixel snakes that look like an S shape and have a tongue that maybe, you know, animates in and out of its mouth.
Yeah.
Wow. I really lost my train of thought. What was I talking about? Phases. Final phase. We're in phase 5.
Sales? Walruses? I don't know.
No. So we were talking about the intended bugs. There are certain things. So we were playing the final version, final patch of the game, but the content is gated. So there was 5 phases, and we're on the 5th and final phase. And the 5th one is the opening of a new raid, a new dungeon, and a new island for daily quests. Are you following this? Do you care about any of this?
I was looking up, man. WoW Nagas are based on snakes.
They are underwater fish people.
Snakes have snakes.
They literally drop fish oil.
Some Naga have unique features. For example, sea witches have snakes instead of hair. A Naga anomaly is a Naga that's mutated greater changes.
Yeah, I mean, I know how they came around. It's actually quite an interesting story, actually. No, it's not. The Well of Eternity exploded. Some elf wished for the safety of her people, but the person that she wished this safety from was an evil bad guy and basically corrupted a whole bunch of elves.
So he did technically fulfill the wish, but in a really fucked up way.
Yeah, in the same, like genies from popular media, you know, like when you...
You know what they say, Richie? Or,
yeah, tell me.
You got to be careful what you wish for. You know? Oof. And that's why.
Yep, exactly. But I think she was plunging to her death as she'd been hurtled into the sea. So,
I'm just saying that's no excuse.
Well, I don't know. I mean...
Just word things better.
Anyway, Nagas aren't really great in the game. And
okay.
I'm so losing all of my threads. Where was I?
Poplio? No, not Poplio.
Oh,
Who evolves into Nagadandel? Nagadandel.
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 Poplio. Poplio's a seal. Oh, it's all coming around.
Ah, no way.
Poipol.
Oh, Poipol.
Poipol.
Poipol. What colour is Poipol?
In
your thickest New Jersey accent.
In my Meowth accent.
Brilliant.
Sorry.
grown ups.
Poipo.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody's following this conversation very well.
Exactly. Poipo is the name of a Pokemon.
Yeah.
And it is purple.
It is purple.
Purple.
Poipo.
Poipo.
Oh my god, that new Pokemon's just come from space. What should we call it? Poipo. No, that's not how it works. What? Ah, fuck it.
It's poisonous and it's purple. It's Poipol.
Poipol. What should we call it? Poipol.
Right. I feel like this is a doomed conversation.
No, so an elf was dying and she created Nagadandel.
And then Poipol got blasted into another dimension and Meowth found him and named him. Oh god.
Okay, and that's how Burning Crusade ends.
Yep.
Wow. It's a license from the Pokemon Company, but
yeah, it then moves into Sword and Shield.
Cool. Finally, bringing those two universes together. So, Richie, I guess you're heading... What is the next phase? I guess not phase, is it?
No, I just wanted to kind of tell you about the current phase that's going through at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's the final raid, Sunwell.
It's just a phase.
Just a phase. There's this new island which opened up, which is quite cool.
It
opened
island.
Up with something like 10 dailies.
Uh-huh.
But as you do certain ones of these dailies, you open up more parts of the island and you get more dailies to do. Which is all really good because you could just do these dailies and get loads of gold for the next expansion.
For those listening at home who don't know what a daily is, what is a daily?
A daily is a quest that you can go and do, but you can only do it once a day. And you get gold for it. Sometimes items, but mostly gold.
Now tell me this. I've got my journalism brain on again.
Okay, go.
Do they reset on the midnight, or do they reset 24 hours since you last did it?
8 a.m. in the morning.
8 a.m. in the morning. Interesting. Yep. Interesting.
I think it's based on US time.
Okay.
Which means it's midnight.
Which means... Oh, okay. Because there are a couple of games which do it 24 hours since you last did it, and I hate those because I end up creeping those into the silly hours, and then you have to wait.
There was a thing on like mobile game dailies as well where it was 23 hours. Mm. So you still have that little gap to play at exactly the same time as you normally did. Yeah,
because you want your players to be playing every day, right?
Yeah.
It's silly to push them into later.
You literally are just like, oh, right, well, I can't play this 24-hour deadline today.
I'm not setting my clock till 3 o'clock in the morning
just
to get my dailies. All right, carry on, sorry. So you've got loads of dailies, and then you get more dailies. Bigger dailies?
No, like, the daily quests are... There's so many. Like, you can't actually physically do them all anymore because you have a set limit of 25 dailies that you can do.
Wow.
And there's loads... open now, but because of the island, they just added like I think about 15 there.
Now listen, with my dailies,
I
develop a routine of ones that I do and don't do. So, what are your favorite? What's your like go-to dopamine? I'm gonna do this daily. Best mix of effort versus doing something you like versus why would anyone ever do that daily? Because it's stupid.
Well, I basically do all of the ones on the island that take place on the island. So there is, you can do ones that are off the island and you can get items and you can do more, but basically it takes more time. I'd rather just sort of do a clean sweep of the easy ones that are on there. The dopamine hit I get is when I just hand everything in one go, you know. To be honest, so I will actually zone out through most of the dailies. You can get them all done in like half an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
And you just net like 150 gold or something like that, which is quite substantial. And yeah, you just go and sweep them all up, go and hand them all in, and then if you have more time in your hands, you can maybe do some of the other ones that are a bit more interesting, that give you some rewards that you perhaps care about, or go and do some of the other dailies, because there's still plenty of other ones open for other from the other phases as well.
So why are they giving you so much gold for? Are you gonna just blow it all when the next thing drops?
Basically for prep to Wrath of the Lich King, and I guess it's just basically so it's nice and easy for, especially because a lot of people will be re-rolling. Do you know what I mean by re-rolling? Yeah, of course you do.
I do, yes.
Yeah. So people go
in... And you promise the listeners that you'll delete your old character and then when you start a new one and then you not do that.
I never, ever promise that.
It's on the podcast. In what's the oral version, AU, of Black and White?
What? The oral version in...
You know you've seen here, something's true, so it's written in black and white. What would it be for the listening version?
I mean, we refer to our listeners as readers, so...
That's true, okay. So you said it in black and white.
Exactly, I said it in black and white.
Oh, you admit it?
But no, I didn't.
So you did lie.
I didn't say that.
You banged to rights.
Anyway.
Are you going to reroll?
Yeah, I probably would reroll. I think I've had my fill of the Warlock. The Warlock changes quite a bit for Wrath of the Lich King.
What's the metagaming Wrath of the Lich King class? The min-maxing, sorry.
The min-maxing?
Yeah. What's the best character for Wrath of the Lich King?
Top DPS?
You know, just the one that's like, oh yeah, Wrath of the Lich King makes... Because you were saying that the TBC iconic. Made Warlocks very good.
You mean the iconic characters of the...
No, not iconic. More
thematic.
Everyone should be playing, or we need to have everyone. Everyone should jump into this class with the rubbish support.
I don't think there is any characters like that.
Really?
I suppose in vanilla it was warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And of course I went a paladin. But I went a paladin because thematically, it's definitely it is the expansion for paladins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burning Crusade is all about demons and all that sort of stuff. So there, it's definitely a warlock thematic mm-hmm. one. But at the same time, warlocks were also considered the top go-to class.
Yeah.
They are the one button spamming you're gonna win. However, that never came to pass as mages overtook warlocks in pretty much every phase of the game. There was a fun rivalry there. But I still think that being a warlock in the Burning Crusade was good. I'm glad I did it, put it that way. They changed quite a bit for Wrath of the Lich King. So warlocks have 3 specs. Shall I go this granular? Do you care? You don't care. Right.
Quickly.
No, let's move on.
What are the 3 specs?
Affliction, where you're doing lots of damage over time spells.
Yeah.
Demonology, where you're summoning demons.
Yeah.
And then Destruction, which is just destroying everything.
I think you just covered this in a previous book.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. Cool. Destruction has always been the top spec to go because it's it's fairly straightforward and you do the most damage output and all that sort of stuff. In Wrath of the Lich King, Destruction becomes a PvP spec. It can be used for PvE, and if I was to continue my Warlock, I would definitely go Destruction because it sounds the most fun. The damage over time thing isn't very interesting to me. The only thing that's good about demonology is you actually physically turn into a demon every 5 minutes, I think. That's the only thing that's interesting me. The meta class, to answer your previous question, is probably going to be Death Knight. It's a brand new class.
Yeah.
And they're basically reanimated bodies.
Yeah.
Reanimated by the Lich King, but they're not undead. They're sort of reanimated with their souls back in them, sort of thing. And the whole story behind the Death Knights in Wrath of the Lich King is that they have broken free from the Lich King's grasp.
Okay. Do they have anything to do with paladins or no?
I mean, they're not unlike paladins.
Because, you know, there's in various games and systems that have paladins, you can get like the broken paladin or the black guard paladin, which is.
Yeah, I would say
that they're. Who goes against their god or.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is with Death Knights is they can still be righteous and they can still go for a righteous cause, but they do have interesting trees. Specs.
So what's their deal? What's their flavor?
Their flavor is necromancy.
Okay.
So they do raise the dead.
Yeah.
They spread diseases. So they're kind of like The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. So you have Unholy as one of their specs.
Yeah.
And that is all based on spreading diseases and raising the dead. You have Frost, because for some reason they're very, very highly tied to the new continent Northrend, which is all cold. So you get Frost.
Yeah, and like, you know, Rime is often linked with undead. Yeah.
My only problem with Frost thematically is with Death Knights, you have the option of having a big two-hander for Unholy and also Blood. But with Frost, you have two one-handed weapons.
Okay. I'm going to let that slide as well, yeah. Carry on. Do you prefer a big two-hander or two one-handers?
It's funnier if you just see the motions I'm actually miming over here as well. Right, okay, cool. But thematically, it bugs me because they're supposed to be hitting really fast with two one-handers. And I'm just thinking, if you're Frost, you're going to be slow.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work for me.
No, Frost is slow, you know.
Yeah.
You see, there's time lapses of the Frost crystals. Yeah, Frost is never fast.
No. That doesn't sit well with me. And then...
unless it's super cold. Unless you think of it like, liquid nitrogen.
Yes, or the Frost that you get in Super Mario Ice levels where it's super slidey.
Yeah, that is fast Frost.
Yeah.
There we go. Fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you could get over that.
But yes, the final spec is Blood, which is all about regaining your life and I guess becoming a bit warmer and sort of vampiric-y style attacks and things.
I see it.
Yeah, and that's the Death Knight, and that's the flavor. I am interested in perhaps playing the Death Knight. I think Unholy is the one that speaks to me the most. I like that whole sort of raising the dead shenanigans.
Yeah,
but also at the same time, I do like the idea of hitting things very fast. But yeah, we'll see how it goes and what happens. When this podcast goes out, we'll see what happens from there. There is no date yet at the moment.
RLK. Do you call it RLK? RLK. Do you call it
WLK? Yeah, yeah. Walk.
RLK. Wrath.
Yeah. It's just Wrath works, yeah. There is no due date, but people are saying end of August.
When's the next BlizzCon? Is that when they announce them, or WoWCon, or
they'll announce it separately. And in fact, previously they haven't been very good at announcing it. They have said certain things are going to happen beforehand. So they are going to do a 50% bonus to experience from all sources of experience 8 weeks before it comes out. And then halfway through that, they're going to release what's called pre-patch.
Yes.
You know what I mean by that?
We talked about pre-patch with a thingy.
Yeah. So basically, it's going to have all of the Wrath of the Lich King skills. You can level up your Death Knight, and you can use the new skill inscription as well. Nice. And yeah, you can start doing that stuff still with the 50% bonus increase, and then Wrath will hit after, I think it was going to be around a 4 week pre-patch, which is great. That's loads of time to have fun in that game and level up and get everybody up to 80 and continue on.
Nice.
But yeah, that totally gone off topic. I was going to talk about Sunwell, but it's not, no point. We could talk about that another time. Save it for another podcast. Yeah, yeah, great fun.
look forward
Bet
to it.
You can't wait.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. So, that guy's a maniac.
We need to delete that blog post.
We so need to.